I'm going to jump on a thread that was started by Matthew Smith probably a month back, and I actually saw it, but I lost his details. So I've been holding back, but thanks to Richard McCork, who is recovering from his illness, he did this thread, and so I was able to get my head around it again. It's the top 15 bands from the United States of America. And the original thread suggested that you couldn't choose artists, solo artists. I enjoyed Richard's video because he was considering duos and other sort of sundry bands that perhaps might not get on there. But I've brought it down now to 15. But to make it a little more interesting, I decided to choose two from the 60s, three from the 70s, two from the 80s. I'm just checking my monitor here. Three from the 80s, two from the 90s, and four from the noughts, and two from the tens. I think that adds up to 15. I hope it does anyway. This took ages for me to do because I wanted to get some detail in here. So I hope it's not going to be too long. So I'm going to press on with my 60s. I nearly chose the Beach Boys, but I thought more singles bands. So I relegated them to the sideline. The same with Buffalo Springfield, although I didn't know them quite as well. But I basically decided on these two. The first one is The Byrds, mainly because the 60s albums, plus the beginning of the 70s, were basically the albums that I've listened to a lot. From Fifth Dimension with Mr. Spaceman, through Notorious Byrd Brothers with Going Back, and then Dr. Byrd, Mr. Hyde, Ballad of Easy Rider, I love that, Deportee. And then into the 70s, the Untitled with One Studio, who can forget Chestnut Mare and Just a Season. And then Byrd Maniacs, which is probably my favourite because I like it all. So that's my first band, The Byrds. The second one from the 60s, I eventually chose The Doors. Now, The Doors, I think, made six albums, and I love them all, really, apart from The Soft Parade, which isn't... It's got that really lengthy track, which really bores me to death. Strange Day, 67, Love Me Two Times, People Are Strange. Then the title, self-titled, second from 67, The Doors. Who Can Forget Light My Fire? And The End, and I love Break On Through, and then Waiting for the Sun with Hello, I Love You, and then The Soft Parade, it's still got Tell All the People, Morrison Hotel, Roadhouse Blues, of course, and then finally LA Woman in 71 with Riders on the Storm, the title track, and The Changeling, absolutely superb. So those are my 60s efforts, and I've already done 4 minutes. So moving on now to my 70s selections, and I really am going to have to speed this up. The first one is Steely Dan, all six albums in the 70s. Come By a Thrill, Countdown to Ecstasy, Pretzel Logic, Katie Lyde, Royal Scam, and Aja. And then, of course, I've got to throw in Gaucho, which was 1980. Well, probably the greatest band that came out of America in that era. Closely followed by my second selection, which is Little Feat. I really got into this band from Dixie Chicken in 73. And once again, six of their first six albums, absolutely adorable. And then my third pick is Santana. I really loved this band in the late 60s and the early 70s. The first four really hooked me. After that, I started to wane a bit. But the self-titled debut, Abraxas, the third album, which is absolutely cracking, and then Caravanserai, the first side, I find it, now even today, is the most moving piece of music that goes on for a full side that I've ever heard. Right, so that's 70s done. On to the 80s now. I'm going to try and get brief on here. I've selected three. I could have done more than that. The first one is REM. I really did get into this band right from the off, Murmuring 83. And I went right through to New Adventures in Hi-Fi and got every album. Terrific band. But I did fall off after 1996. Next up, something that might surprise you, Los Lobos. I got into Los Lobos in 84 with their second album, How the Wolf Will Survive. And I bought the next five, By the Light of the Moon, Kiko, The Neighborhood, Colossal Head, and that Mexican-titled one. And the third band from the 80s, that I absolutely loved was Talking Heads, starting with the debut at 77, all of them right through to their last called Naked. And I'm just adding them up, nine, I think, in total. And even the ones that perhaps not so good, like True Stories, and well, I still think it's a cracker. Moving on to the 90s, though, it has to be said that these albums following the 90s, these acts I haven't listened to as intensely as those 70s, 80s albums, but I still like these bands. And the first one from 90s is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I particularly got into the latter ones, Californication on 99, Scar Tissue, I think, is absolutely tremendous. And I really love By the Way, which was released in 2002. But I do like the earlier ones. And before this video, I actually listened to One Hot Minute. And it was absolutely tremendous. So I'm perhaps going to have to go back. Blood Sugar, Sex Magic, One Hot Minute, The Uplift, Mofo, Party Plan, Milk, Some Milk. Because they're all, they're neglected, basically. Now, the next one in the 90s are the Smashing Pumpkins. I started off them on 93 with Siamese Dreams. Took me a while to get into it, and I went back to Gish. I still love Spaceman and Silver Fuck. And then Melancholy in 95 hit me, and I thought it was absolutely adorable. A lovely mix of sort of new wave punkish rock with those adorable ballady Beatles sounds, Tonight 1979. And I also liked Adore in 1998, but Machina basically saw their demise in my eyes. Right through to the Naughty Noughts. I've got quite a few in here, three in here. First of all, No Doubt, who came to prominence with their album, what was the name of that album? Tragic Kingdom, and also the Beacon Street Plan, and Return to Saturn. Don't Speak, of course, was the hit single, but I really, what really got into them when they released Rock Steady, Start the Fire, Hey Baby, and possibly the one that I love the most, Underneath It All. Next up, Wilco. Wow, there's a lot of Wilco albums that I've got. I have to say that I haven't really listened to them enough. Starting with AM in 95, and I'm still buying them, The Whole Love, which came out in 11. The ones that I really probably like are Sky Blue Sky, which is 07, The Yankee Hotel Foxtrot in 02, and Summer Teeth in 99. They are an acquired taste, but I particularly like the band once Nils Klein joined. He's an absolutely mega guitar player. Next one, again, Flaming Lips, a very talented band. And I've got quite a few of these albums, but the ones that I tend to listen to more, The Soft Bulletin in 99, Yoshimi with the Pink Robots, Rallies the Pink Robots in 2002, and then my favourite, which is the 2006 release, At War with the Mystics. Right, let's try and get this done now. We're into the tens, and I've got two more to do. The first are the New York band, The Strokes. Got into Is This It in 21, loved it. Not so keen on the follow-up or the 205 album, First Impressions of Earth. But come to Angles in 2011, I really got back into them. And I've loved Come Down Machine. And the new one released last year, The New Abnormal, is also five-star stuff. The last band, remember these are American bands, no solo artists, no duos, none of all that funny business. This is Alabama Shakes, who only survived two albums, but what albums they were in 2012, they released Boys and Girls. And in 2015, the follow-up Sound and Colour. And they've got the very impressive singer-songwriter and guitar player, Brittany Howard, who's since then started releasing solo albums. And she is an extremely talented musician and singer and writer. Got a lot of presence on stage. And that's not because she's a little overweight. It's because of her terrific voice. So I think I've done 15 American bands, but just bear in mind that some of them, I do like them, but I really haven't listened to all the albums. That's my lot.